This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The official COVID-19 death toll has crossed 450,000 in the United States. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Daily deaths remain stubbornly high, more than 3,000 each day. But after new cases hit a peak just after the holidays.
Somewhere next week, perhaps a week after, we will start seeing deaths come down.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky tells the AP it's good news that hospitalizations and case numbers are down, but she worries Americans may offset the trends by relaxing and coming together, like this weekend on Super Bowl Sunday. The fight against the virus may soon get a boost. Johnson & Johnson has asked federal regulators to clear the world's first single-dose vaccine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Johnson & Johnson's application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration follows its January 29th report, in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. The single-shot vaccine could help boost supply and simplify the U.S. immunization campaign amid concerns due to the more contagious UK coronavirus variant. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Thursday he had tested negative on an antigen test after testing positive for COVID-19 about 12 days ago. López Obrador said he was in, quote, good health, but would remain in isolation for a few more days. The Mexican president has been receiving treatment at his apartment in the colonial-era National Palace, where he also has offices. Via remote, this is VOA News. A Palestinian was shot dead Friday inside a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank that he infiltrated overnight, sources from both sides said. The 34-year-old family man and Palestinian Finance Ministry employee was gunned down by settlers, the official Palestinian news agency Wafa reported. Palestine's civil affairs minister condemned the killing, saying on Twitter it had come after settlers had seized the man's land and moved caravans onto it. The Israeli army said he had been neutralized by a guard in a farm that he had infiltrated and that no weapons were found in his possession. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has appeared in a Moscow court for the second time this week, this time on a charge of defaming a World War II veteran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The politician, who was ordered earlier this week to serve 2 years and 8 months in prison, criticized the hearing as a disgusting PR trial intended by the Kremlin to disparage him. Navalny is being charged with defamation after he slammed people featured in a video promoting the constitutional reform that allowed an extension to President Vladimir Putin's rule as corrupt stooges and traitors. The authorities maintain that Navalny's comments denigrate the honor and dignity of a World War II veteran featured in the video. If convicted, Navalny faces a fine or community service. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several hundred teachers and students protested at a Myanmar university Friday as the military widened a dragnet against officials ousted in a coup that has drawn global condemnation and the threat of new sanctions. The rally took place after the arrest of Win Hyetian, a key aide to de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who has not been seen in public since being detained along with President Win Myint early Monday. A representative of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy said Friday she was being held at her residence in the country's capital and was, quote, in good health, end quote. An advisor to former U.S. President Donald Trump said he declined a request by House Democrats to testify under oath at his upcoming impeachment trial, claiming the proceeding is unconstitutional. Lead impeachment manager Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin asked in a letter sent by email Thursday that the former president testify, quote, either before or during, end quote, the trial that begins next Tuesday. A fiercely divided U.S. House of Representatives tossed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both of her committees Thursday, an unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she'd earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. Mostly all Republicans voted against the Democratic move, but none defended her lengthy history of outrageous social media posts. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.